You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Music of the stars ready to kick off for this day. This is Cy Mann and the orchestra. I get some calls. Who's that orchestra? Cy Mann, S-Y-M-A-M-M. The Music of the Stars, our theme. That's all. Strange theme, I admit, for an opening of a program. But like Frank said, the best is yet to come. Stick around. Thanksgiving month, the end of November. My name's Lou Vergani. I'm your host till high noon. Well, on most stations, anyway. I'll tell you more about that in a bit. Thinking about dreams. When I was a kid, I mean a very young kid, I called them pictures in the dark. I know we all have different words. You know, like, Daddy, I had pictures in the dark last night. Well, they're fascinating, and sometimes their whole story is there. Some people say that they're what you're really thinking. And who's to argue? Music of the Stars on the Civic Media Radio Network. Good morning. Julie Andrews, The Music of the Stars.
I could have a mansion that is higher than the trees. I could have all the gifts I want. Never ask, please. I could fly to Paris. Oh, that's at my beck and call. Why do I go through life with nothing at all? But when I dream, I dream of you. Maybe someday I can be the singer or the clown in every room. I can even call someone to take me to the moon. I can put my makeup on and drive the men insane. I can go to bed alone and never know his name. But when I dream, I dream of you. Maybe someday you will come true. Maybe someday.
There's Julie Andrews. But you knew that, didn't you? Francis Albert Sinatra next up with The King and Eyes. Great theme. Well, one of many.
I have dreamed that your arms are lovely, and I have dreamed what a joy you'll be. I have dreamed every word you whisper when you're close, close to me. How you look in the glow of evening. I have dreamed and enjoyed the view in these dreams. I've loved you so that by now I think I know what it's like to be loved by you. I will love being loved by you. In these dreams I have loved you so. It's like to be loved by you. I will love being loved by you.
Day.
Imagination is funny. It makes a cloudy day sunny. Makes a bee think of honey just as I think of you. Imagination is crazy. Your whole perspective gets hazy. Starts you asking a daisy what to do, what to do. Have you ever felt a gentle touch, and then a kiss, and then find it's only your imagination again? Oh, well, imagination is silly. You go around willy-nilly. For example, I go around wanting you, and yet I can't imagine that you want me to. Imagination is silly. You go around willy-nilly. For example, I go around wanting you, and yet I can't imagine that you want me to.
Thank you.
This is Nat Cole at the keyboard. The music of the stars, Nat Cole at the keyboard. Johnny Burke, Jimmy Van Heusen wrote that. Great stuff. And Doris Day, the top-ranking movie actress of her day. I know it's not supposed to be an actress. They're all actors now, but born Doris Mary Ann Kapiloff, 1922. It's not her birthday or anything. I thought I'd do something in her honor. Started as a teenager, as a big band singer, had a first hit recording, 1945, Sentimental Journey, it was, oh, you remember. Les Brown, the band of renown, Sentimental Journey, at the end of World War II, and the music of the stars. Great stuff, all the way from the great American songbook, Imagination. Lee Gillette and Nelson Riddle did that. I got a lot of Doris Day music, and I have to tell you that Doris was 39 motion pictures, and never got even an Oscar nomination. One of my favorite movies you never heard of, Julie. She's an airline stewardess. I'll tell you about that. Maybe we'll do a tune. Doris Day, one more time.
What to do? Have you ever felt a gentle touch? And then And then find it's only your imagination again. Oh, well, imagination is silly. You go around willy-nilly. For example, I go around wanting you, and yet I can't imagine that you want me to. Imagination is silly. You go around willy-nilly. For example, I go around wanting you.
Every night, when I lay me down to sleep, and pray the Lord my soul to keep, if I should die before I wake, I drift off into this beautiful recurring dream, pray the Lord my soul to take, something I've come to look forward to with a sense of wonder and delight. This dream I keep dreaming each and every night. I don't know what it means. Maybe you can tell me. Or if it means anything, maybe you can tell me. But it's different from normal. Like no other dream I've ever had. Maybe you can tell me. What happens is this soft, pulsating music comes creeping over the lavender edges that rim the distance. There it is. A distance that seems to stretch out forever. There, far off, somewhere, the shape of something begins imperceptibly to take form.
Who is it?
The question has become part of the ritual. Almost as if the dreamscape itself is asking. Then, a wind, whispering quiet, curls itself around the stranger who's now becoming everyone I've ever known.
You know me.
You know who I mean? What's his name? Always on the tip of your tongue. Anyway, it's someone mysterious who looks so familiar it hurts. You get the feeling you've known whoever it is for as long as who can remember. There he is, moving closer to where you are in the crowd that has suddenly gathered. Made itself comfortable in the vast camaraderie, shoulder to shoulder. Hey, what's happening? Nose to the grindstone as he,
whoever he is,
comes closer and closer through the lavender glow that's beginning to brighten. Looks great in slow motion. So graceful. Then he climbs up on an improvised stage. I have no idea how it got there. Now he's within earshot of all of us. What's he going to say?
What's he going to say?
That too is a ritual question. Because as sudden as sudden, you know how things are in a dream.
Dream. see. No matter how near you'll be, you'll never belong to me. But I can dream, can't I? Can I pretend that I'm locked in the bend of your embrace? Just like wine, and I am drunk with mine. I'm aware my heart is a sad affair. There's much disillusion there, but I can dream. You open your heart, but I can dream, can't I? I'm aware my heart is a sad affair. There's much disillusion there, but I can dream, can't I? Open your heart, but I can dream, can I can dream, can I?
The Andrews Sisters featuring Patty Andrews. Irving Cale wrote that with Sammy Fain. Gordon Jenkins. The Music of the Star.
In my second dream, I seemed to have inherited a train. I had on a conductor's uniform, complete with ticket punch, service stripes, all the trimmings. I decided on an inspection tour, starting with the observation car, the one so favored by our more prominent politicians around election time. Speeches made from an observation car always seem to be a little longer, a little duller, a little harder to understand.
How about taxes?
How about taxes?
We're all for lower taxes.
I am for lower taxes, provided that any reduction leading to a discount assessment permits the budget to finance the double entry credit governed, of course, by the inflationary debentures that inevitably lead to a fluctuating mortgage, thus liquidating any obligatory debt.
Hooray! Hooray!
What'd he say?
How about the farmers?
How about the farmers?
Are you for or against the farmers?
On the contrary, if a foreclosing policy is maintained as to an equitable percent of parity, a munificent bounty should evade the tillers of our soil, negating the marketing aspects of crop rotation as outlined in Form 77B.
Hooray! Hooray!
What do you say?
How do you stand on foreign policy?
What is your stand on foreign policy?
I'm glad you asked me that. I view with alarm the iconoclastic tendency towards isolationistic totalitarianism promulgated by selfish benefactors solely bent upon stifling the vital accord incumbent upon any vacillation of the vested interest.
Hooray! Hooray!
Promises! Promises!
If you're making a movie, you want one of the best composers you'll ever get nowadays, it's Alan Silvestri. This is the Polar Express. Here's John Denver. Vince Gill wrote this.
When Jenny was a little girl, she only dreamed of trains. She never played with dolls or lacy kinds of things. Jenny counted boxcars instead of counting sheep. And she could go anywhere when she went to sleep. All she ever talked about was getting on to ride. She was living in another time. You could see it in her eyes. And every day after school, head down to the track, waiting for the train that was never coming back. Jenny dreamed of trains when the night time came. Nobody knew how she made it come. Jenny dreamed of trains. The depot's been boarded up, the rails have turned to rust. There hasn't been a train through here since the mill went bust. No one believed her when she said she heard the train. Said she was just a little girl acting kind of strange. Jenny dreamed of trains when the night time came. Nobody knew how she made it come true. Jenny dreamed of trains. Jenny laid a penny on the track one day, and God we trust, she walked away. The very next morning, all she could find was a little piece of copper squash flatter than a dime. Jenny dreamed of trains. When the night time came, nobody knew how she made it come true. Jenny dreamed of trains. Nobody knew how she made it Jenny dreamed the
train a coming, it's rolling round the bend, and I ain't been kissed, Lord, since I don't know when. The boys in Crescent City don't seem to know I'm here. That lonesome whistle seems to tell me disappear. When I was just a baby, my mama told me, Sue, when you're grown up, I want that you should go and see and do. But I'm stuck in Crescent City, just watching life mosey by. When I hear that whistle blowing, ooh, I hang my head and cry. I see the rich folks eating in that fancy dining car. They're probably having pheasant breast and Eastern caviar. Now crying envy, and I ain't crying me. It's just that they get to see things that I've never seen.
That's Beverly Marr, Mrs. Gordon Jenkins. The music of the stars on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The shining rails are silent. The sandy roadbed lays a grim and lone reminder of the good old days. Days when the intern on schedule every time came humming down the railway of the great old North Shore line. When the sun is slowly sinking at the close of a busy day, in fancy I hear her whistle in the distance far away. Even the trees and bushes that beside the old track grew are whispering and sighing, they're lonely for her too. Although she's gone forever, her memory cannot be erased, and the buses and cars that replaced her could never be taking her place. She served us every hour like a true and faithful friend. Whenever we waited to get aboard on her, we could always depend. There's a haunting sort of silence along that deserted line that can almost be heard as an anthem to what they called progress and time. She's gone but not forgotten. We're proud of the record fine of the grand old Interurban, the wonderful North Shore
on to my dream. stars for November.
This dream, I had this wonderful dream where I win. Where I win every battle I fight, and I kill every dragon in sight. Each night I lie awake and I wait for my dream. What a world I create when I dream I'm not lonely. It's a pity it's only a dream, but such a fabulous dream that I feel that the real world is really unreal. While the wildest of dreams can come true, they do. But they only come true in this dream. In this dream. Pity it's only my dream, but it's a fabulous dream where I feel that the real world is really unreal, and the wildest of dreams can come true.
Anthony Newley wrote that. The music of the stars. Sammy Davis Jr. News coming up next. We're on till high noon on most of these civic media radio stations. More on that in a bit.
We have been gay going our way. Life has been beautiful. We have been young. After you've gone, we
This is Mantovani. Before that, Earl Wrightson. I'm a big fan of Wrightson. With Percy Faith and his orchestra. Sigmund Romberg wrote that. All right, a look at news next up on the Music of the Stars and weather. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Thank you for being here. There's that word, thanks, again. Thanks to you out there in Radioland. You're the best audience anywhere. Because you get it. I'll be right back. I'm Lou Regani, and the Music of the Stars continues.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.